one shining moment for deep inside, one shining moment you knew were alive. The beat of your heart, wind in your face, it's more than a contest, it's more than a race. Now the final verse. When it's done, win or lose, always did your best, 'cause inside you knew. In one shining moment, will it reach for the sky? One shining moment, you knew. In one shining moment, willing to try. In one shining moment, you knew. One shining moment. Yep, it's that time, folks. Yep. I know I had this first time I had to do this overnight, but yep, another season has ended. Well, I know. Sorry I had to cry, but that's the last few verses always gets me every single year. Just want to make sure I thank everybody, especially all you great online people and listening to my podcasts, and of course checking out my blogs, not just in the United States, but also around the world. You guys and gals are simply amazing. I wouldn't be able to do this without you. So, it's been an amazing run. And I thank you very much for looking at all my plays, although the audience size is getting pretty decent, but hopefully I'll get more than 3 followers. That's really one of my future goals. But it's been really, really good. And I really had some interesting times of it. And I'm glad at least people are actually getting a chance to enjoy my podcasts a lot. And the platform show, I'm big in Germany, a little bit in Singapore, and some very brief listens in Ireland, the UK, Finland, and our friends north of the border in Canada. Very cool. As I do the one finger typing, got to feel a little bit better sometimes, you know. WordPress, I finally have some stats where actually the visitors and views are nearing some good times. And I actually got some good views, some good page views throughout March. So I did really good there. But we had some interesting fun over these last several days and weeks. And although I am sad it's over, it's just been an amazing run. And the countries who checked out my blogs are in the NCAA tournament, besides the U.S., France, India, El Salvador, and hopefully everybody staying safe in the Ukraine. Thank you. I hope you've had a really good enjoyment of my blogs. So it's been an interesting, interesting time. The season was interesting, although in the end, there weren't any buzzer beaters, but know this. Hopefully, the sport will remain strong, even though the women, not to take anything away from them, they definitely had a season to remember, and the simple fact that they caught lightning in a bottle. You know, it's their transcendent moment, and the fact that they managed to ride the wave of Caitlin Clark of Iowa, Angel Reese of LSU, Chairman Brink of Stanford, and the entire change and turnover of South Carolina. Five different new starters, and yet they finished 38-0. Just like the UConn men, they could not be stopped. And they're well-deserving of their championship as well. All right, folks. I know I had to keep the pod short, but got to rest my voice and hopefully get a chance to partake in some other fun things in my life over the next several months. But remember, please continue to check my blog for periodic updates, but not as frequent as they've been. But of course, there's going to be a lot of coaching news thanks to the bombshell on Sunday night, late Sunday night, when John Calipari decided to bolt Kentucky in his lifetime contract to head south to SEC rival Arkansas. I'll tell you, that first Arkansas game in Rupp next year is going to be quite an atmosphere, to say the least. Well, anyway, folks, I just wanted to make sure I got this in, because I know trying to get some good, nice, peaceful sleep is always a hard thing in this day and age. So if you're listening to this during the day, I hope you have a good one. And hopefully your vision is just as good, because thankfully I tried my best to not look at the solar eclipse. So I just mainly stayed online and tried to do good things. Thank you again for listening to my podcast all season long and for reading my blogs. Please remember to leave comments. And as we always say at the end of my pods here at Big Z College Hoop Central, subscribe, rate, review, and tell your friends. Lots more good stuff to come, including my special blog I've been promising since the fall. For all you great people in California, get ready. The Big Ten season will be here before you know it. So as we get ready to say goodbye forever to the former Conference of Champions known as the Pac-12. They were great, no questions. But it's going to be a whole different world when we get to September. Take care. This is Matt Zivich signing off one final time for the 2023-2024 college basketball season. UConn, back-to-back winners for the first time. We have repeat champions since Billy Donovan led the Florida Gators in 2006 and 2007. So long, everybody. And for some of you, if I don't hear from you again until the fall, may you all have a very happy and safe spring and summer. Goodbye for now, and congratulations again also to Purdue on a really fabulous season, and to Zach Edey on a really remarkable career. Bye for now, take care, and please stay healthy. Thanks again for listening. I hope to talk to you soon.